Toronto shopping.
What would you?
I don't know what they
call. What would you call that kind of movie?
Well, an X-rated movie is what they call a stag film. It's based on sexual relationship with people and.
I guess they come about it.
Okay, well, change the subject now. What do you call that kind of big storm? I don't know. I don't. I shouldn't think. I don't, maybe you do get them here. That come from. I guess they come from out at sea, and it's a very high wind, and there's an eye in the middle of it.
You call that a tornado?
Is that the kind with a funnel cloud?
I don't know. Some of them call them tornadoes. Some of them call them cyclones. I think a tornado is a funnel cloud.
Is a cyclone something different?
Probably something.
Do you have those here?
We don't have them.
Oh, yeah.
We have had
Have them often?
They don't have them in this area. They have in the United States. They hit Alabama quite a bit.
Georgia has them.
Yeah. We don't have too many up here. We have had one in my lifetime that hit this area here. Real, real bad, which I was a small child.
Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually see it?
No, seen it after it was over. We went to where it touched down. It probably didn't touch down in our area.
But it did a lot of damage?
Oh, done quite a bit of damage. I think it wrecked the whole east side of Nashville.
Well, how about that, the really big windstorm? Do you know what I'm describing? It's not a tornado, because
that's what they call them, a hurricane.
Yeah, that's
a hurricane. They come, a hurricane mostly comes from out to sea.
Mm-hmm. Do you get those this far in?
No, I don't think they come this far in.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think so. Do you have this type of storm here? We certainly have them in Atlanta, where the rain freezes when it hits the ground, and then you have ice all over everything.
Well, you have sleet.
What make the ice?
Comes in a form of ice, but it doesn't make ice all over the ground. You just have balls laying around. But what makes the ice and stuff on the ground in this area is raining real hard, and then it freezes.
Yeah. Do you have a name for that kind of situation?
Just sleet and ice.
What would you call a storm where there's but a lot of rain falls just in a short amount of time?
Downpour.
Any other names for that?
I don't know.
Okay, how about a storm where there's thunder and lightning?
Well, you could call that electrical storm, what a lot of people call it in this area.
All right, what about another type of rain where it doesn't rain very much, it's just a few drops coming down?
Just a shower.
Anything lighter than a shower?
How about the kind of lightning?
Well, no. I don't know, really.
Would you ever say a drizzle or a sprinkle?
Yeah, drizzle.
Drizzle, okay.
Light drizzle.
Uh-huh. How about the kind of white mist that comes up and then you can't see in front of you?
Well, that's a haze or a fog.
And if it were that kind of a day, you would say it's a what day?
It's a foggy day.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it if you've had no rain at all for just weeks and weeks?
Well, it's a drought.
And suppose it was just a short time, just a few days.
Well, we had a few days without any rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was just a few days without any rain.
Okay. Then, suppose it got cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers.
Well, you'd have a frost.
Mm-hmm.
That kills the tomatoes, flowers, and the grass.
Are there different types, different degrees of frost?
No. Frost starts more or less in the fall. The dew freezes on the ground and on the plants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the windshields of your car.
Okay. What would you call a day when it's not really cold, but you need a sweater or something?
Chilly day.
All right.
Chilly.
Now, suppose it was really cold, and it was cold enough to make the lake do what? You'd say the lake
froze over?